I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Coming up, a little body music from Brazil. But first, for today's GeoQuiz, we wanted you to name two countries that have been considering an unusual way to erase an old debt. North Korea owes the Czech Republic about $10 million. Pyongyang is offering to pay a fraction of that debt now, but not in cash. It wants to pay up in ginseng. On the line with us is the BBC's Rob Cameron in Prague. Hi, Rob. First, tell us how North Korea came to owe the Czechs $10 million.
Well, Katie, it was quite common for countries in the former communist bloc to sell each other things at preferential rates or even barter them. And so the then Czechoslovakia, which of course produces a lot of sort of heavy industry, actually shipped a number of heavy machine tools and that sort of thing, and also streetcars to North Korea before 1989. And the North Koreans have incurred something of a debt to what is now the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic is actually owed quite a lot of money by various countries around the globe, which were former communist allies. Of course, the Czech Republic is no longer a communist country. For instance, the debt that Cuba owes Prague actually dwarfs what the North Koreans owe. So it's far from an uncommon thing.
So why ginseng?
Well, basically, the North Koreans owe the Czech Republic something like $10 million. They don't have it. They can't afford to pay it back. So what they said is, how about we write off 5% of that debt and barter something in exchange? The Czechs have said, OK, fine, how about something useful and valuable, perhaps a big shipload of zinc, for example. And the North Koreans came up with the idea instead of offering ginseng, which is not quite as useful as a precious metal such as zinc.
Well, I mean, ginseng root is certainly valuable. I mean, it's said to be a natural health tonic and a male aphrodisiac. But the North Koreans offering 20 tons of it, Czechs apparently only consume about 1.4 tons of it a year. So what would they do with all of that ginseng?
Exactly. I mean, the Czechs simply wouldn't be able to consume 20 tons themselves, but would perhaps be able to sell on ginseng. And they're not saying, no, we don't want it. They're saying that they want more than just ginseng.
Well, is this offer from North Korea being seriously considered?
Well, it's not being rejected. It has to be stressed that Czech officials have said that it was an unofficial offer by Pyongyang and that the talks are still ongoing.
Do you like ginseng? Do you use it for anything that you care to tell us about?
I do, ginseng tea, but certainly I consume nowhere near the amount that I would need to for this deal really to go ahead.
The BBC's Rob Cameron in Prague. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katie.